Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's get right to it. Payne and Pendergast on a Football Friday. Sean Pendergast and Seth Payne. And pleased to be joined right now by an NFL analyst for CBS Sports. She is also the former CEO for the Raiders for a number of years, and I thought with the Texans looking for a head coach and general manager, Amy Trask would be great to get on the show and chat about it for a few minutes, and she joins us right now. Amy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I'm well, and I sure hope you guys are as well.
We are doing great, and I just saw your tweet that our conversation right now has you thinking of the first time you came to Houston with the Raiders for a game. You got a quick story on that? What do you remember about that?
I sure do, and I will make it quick. This was back when it was the Oilers in Houston. It was many years ago, and I had never been to Houston on the Labor Day weekend at that time of year. And, of course, that's when the league started a week earlier than it starts now. So here it was, Labor Day weekend. We're there to play the Oilers. I wake up on game day morning, and I think, I'm going to go take a run, put on my running clothes, walk to the lobby, open the door of the hotel, walk out into that heat and humidity, and I staggered to a stop. It was the first time I had ever experienced Houston weather at that time of year. And when I say staggered to a stop, people were laughing. It was as if I walked into a brick wall.
Now, Amy, imagine you're a 315-pound nose tackle for the first time. You walk into Houston and somebody asks you to run. That's exactly how I felt. I said, Coach Capers, this is unacceptable. To the bubble we go.
Well, you know what? It's like when we used to play preseason games in Arizona in August, and it was just so hot yet dry. And I would sit on the bench before warm-ups when the team was coming out, and I loved that weather, and I was so happy, and our players were like, Aim, enough. No, yeah. Stop. Really, no.
Amy, the reason we called you is I had seen your piece in the Athletic last week, and you were making a pretty convincing case that teams focus too much on hiring a GM first and then having the GM hire the head coach. You feel like those should be two independent processes, and that's not necessarily how the Texans are going about it. What's your case for doing them independently?
Well, it was in the Athletic. Thank you for noting that. And my point was the order in which you hire the individuals should not matter. So maybe it is the GM first because you find the right GM. Maybe it is the head coach. The order in which you hire people shouldn't matter. I cannot stand the I've got to have my guy mantra that is so common throughout the league, where we hear people coming into new jobs saying, I got to get my guy. I got to get my guy. No. It doesn't matter that he's your guy. It matters that he's the right guy. And I use the expression my guy because you hear it throughout the league all the time. I want my guy. I want my guy. Well, you know what? Get the right guy, not your guy. We tell children all the time, find a way to work together. Why do we expect less from adults than we expect from children? You know what? If the New England Patriots decided right now to go out and hire a general manager and he walks in, he better look at Bill Belichick and say, you know what? You're my guy. Because someone who would come in there, to use an obvious example, and say, well, I got a clean house, I need my guy, that's just insane.
Well, you know, Amy, it occurs to me that in the NFL, in front offices especially, so many times when it goes wrong, you can see it's because guys weren't covering the other guy's blind spots enough. It's all about figuring out what your blind spots are and having somebody. And I worry about, yeah, when somebody brings in his guy, that they almost select that person with all those blind spots intact. So they like there's a really good chance that they're going to hire some guy that has the same blind spots as them.
It's a great point. It's a great point. Businesses, not just sports, are not as good when they're echo chambers as when you have people with diverse viewpoints. Now, look, it is absolutely imperative that the general manager and the head coach and everyone in the organization communicate, cooperate, collaborate, and coordinate. I think those are the four most important words in business in general, not just sports. They do need to work together, but it doesn't mean that one person needs to select the other. Look, if you're playing left guard, you don't get to go select the left tackle. You do, however, need to find a way to work together for the good of the team. And I know this, if I were the owner of a team and the GM came into me and said, you know, you got to choose, it's me or it's him, or if the head coach said that, I would call them both into my office as I would do with any employees. And I would say, if you are asking me to choose between you, I'm going to choose neither of you, because every single employee of a football team, of any business, needs to be, as if in a rowboat, pulling their oars in the same direction and finding a way to work together.
Amy Trask joining us on Sports Radio 610. Amy, as we mentioned, as you know, the Texans have an opening at head coach and GM right now. They are planning to use a committee, an ad hoc committee, to give some input into this that include, you know, people with different backgrounds in football. We don't know who it is yet. We're going to find out here pretty soon who's on that committee. Ultimately, the decision maker is going to be Cal McNair, the owner. But you were with the Raiders for numerous searches for a new head coach. What are your thoughts on just soliciting opinions, the opinions that you go get? Can there be too many opinions? Can there be paralysis by analysis? Just your thoughts on that approach.
Well, two things real quickly. Number one, I want to make clear, I'm not suggesting you can't hire the GM first. Mm-hmm. I'm simply suggesting you shouldn't have to hire him first.
Right.
Now, to your question, you are absolutely unequivocally right. Ultimately, this decision is Cal McNair's, and he can go about making this decision, of course, in any manner he wishes to do so. I do think it's smart to get a lot of input. Look, Cal inherited the team from his dad. He's been around the team for many, many, many years. There are things he knows, but there are also things he doesn't know about the industry. Soliciting input from other people is always a good idea, but you're right. You have to know where and when to say, okay, I've gotten enough input. It's been to my benefit to listen to all of this, but ultimately no paralysis. I have to make a decision. And then I will tell you this, from my experience in the NFL, while organizations, teams are competitors on game day, they collaborate with one another when it is not game day. So there are umpteen team owners and executives around the league who would be happy to share with Cal, hey, look, this is what worked for us. Here's how we did this. And to give him input that may ultimately help. And as I said, he grew up with that team. He knows presumably what he's looking for in some regards, but soliciting additional information is never a bad idea, as long as you recognize ultimately you have to make that decision.
You know, Amy, I'm glad you brought that up about that atmosphere in the NFL, which really goes back to the 1920s, where there's cutthroat competition in some respects, yet at the same time kind of like a collegial atmosphere of cooperation. And is it like a whole unwritten rule type of thing where people just kind of know what the culture is and some guys violate it and some people don't?
Well, first of all, I want to note humorously, I hope, but sincerely and lovingly for your listeners, I was not alive in 1920. Let's make no mistake about that. And I know you weren't suggesting that, but I don't want anyone to think I was alive in 1920. You know, some people, it is very different. Look, people talk about the league, and what's it like in the league. The league is 32 different businesses that form an association, and each of these businesses is run very differently by different personalities. So you're absolutely right. Some team owners are more collaborative than others. in my experience, team owners were generally very, very collaborative when I called and asked them for advice or help. Certainly, some more so than others.
Amy Trask joining us on Sports Radio 610, former CEO of the Raiders. Amy, before we let you go, because I know you got to jump out here in a minute, I'm just curious. We've seen in baseball for the first time, we've seen a female get hired as a general manager in baseball with the Miami Marlins. How close do you think we are to seeing a female general manager in football?
Well, I don't know how close we are in that regard. Men, when I started my career with the Raiders, it was in the early to mid 80s. And I was the woman in the room. It wasn't women in the room. And now we see a lot more women at a lot more teams. But in order to reach that general manager position, they're going to have to work their way into it. You don't just wake up one day and say, I'm going to be a general manager. You have to work your way through that proverbial pipeline. And there are teams now, a number of them, but two I'll note in particular, the Los Angeles Rams, the San Francisco 49ers, who are creating opportunities for young women to get a start and work their way to see if ultimately they can do that. In order to become a GM, you have to do your time, and some teams now are giving opportunities to women to do that. And look, I had the good fortune of working for someone who hired without regard to race, gender, ethnicity, or any other individuality, which has no bearing on whether one can do a job. And that's the way all teams should do it.
Amy Trask, former CEO of the Raiders, analyst, CBS Sports. You can catch her stuff on The Athletic as well. And get her on Twitter, at Amy Trask. Amy, really appreciate you fitting us in here on a Friday and looking forward to talking again down the road. Thank you very much.
I hope so. This was a lot of fun. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. We appreciate that. We'll do it again for sure. Thank you, Amy. Amy Trask joining us on the program. Good stuff. I like her. I like her vibe, Seth.
Good, that's vibe.
Good sense
of humor. No. You know what the thing? Follow her on Twitter because, and also if you do follow her on Twitter, tell her, hey, we enjoyed your interview with Sean and Seth.
Right.
She's at Amy Trask on Twitter. But the thing I love about her on Twitter is, one of the few people that can pull off being very opinionated yet incredibly civil all the time.
Yes,
like she's very. It's a hard balance to strike, especially for, like, frankly, women on Twitter and sports really get rough treatment at times, and it's just like water off her back. It's she really does a good job.
I think I can tell just in those 10 minutes we were talking to her, she can handle her business. I think she's got it down.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.